very, very bekitzer version of Tav Kuf Yud Ches Seif Vav. We're back in Siman Tav Kuf Yud Ches. We're up to Seif Dalid. Okay, we took a little, we deviated. We went to do Tav Kuf Yud Beis. Now we're back to Tav Kuf Yud Ches. So the Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Tes Omer Aleph brings a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Molichin Es Asulam Mishovach Leshovach. They have these what's called in English a dove coat, where I don't know, these little windows where the birds like hang out, and in order to get the birds down, you need a ladder. You bring it to this dovecot. I don't know if the dovecot is the whole area, or I don't think it's a specific window, as we'll see, because the Mishnah goes on to say, Ava Mateo Michalon Lechalom. So you can't go from one shovach to another shovach, but within the shovach, within the dovecot, you can go from one window to the other, according to Beis Shammai, with your ladder. And, you know, under certain circumstances, which you're allowed to take the birds and you're allowed to shech them and cook them and eat them for the Yontif Suda. And Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Shammai does not let you carry the ladder from one shovach to the other, and Beis Hillel does. The Gemara has two ways of explaining this machlokes. The first approach in the Gemara is that the machlokes is to take the ladder in Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaYachid, then even Beis Shammai will agree you can go Mishovach LeShovach as long as you're staying in Rishus HaYachid. Then the Gemara has an Ikid Da'amri, the opposite. No, really, the Machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is in the Rishus HaYachid. That means Beis Shammai asers even in the Rishus HaYachid. But in Rishus HaRabim, everyone holds aser. That means even Beis Hillel holds aser in the Rishus HaRabim. Then the Gemara brings a clarification from Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'medvar mamurim besulam shel shovach. We're dealing with a ladder, a dove coat ladder. Aval besulam shel aliyah divrei hakol aser. But if you're dealing with a ladder that's used to get on top of the roof, then everyone agrees that that ladder is aser to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Then, okay, this is all background. Now, I think it's a Tosis, but I actually saw it inside in the Rush. Beitza Aleph Yudalid. The Gemara asks, the Rush asks Astira. Tosis also asks Astira that the Gemara in Ervin, Ayin Ches, which Daf Yomi is approaching any day now, says that you're allowed to move ladders on Shabbos. And here, it sounds like you're not allowed to move, you're allowed to move the special dovecot ladder, but it sounds like you're not allowed to move ladders in general on Shabbos. So, there's two answers to this kasha. There's Rabbeinu Tam, and there's Rabbi Avram mi Burgil. Rabbeinu Tam answers, it depends what kind of ladder it is. The ladder that you're allowed to move, the ladder referred to in Erevin, is an indoor ladder. Everyone has a little ladder in the house so you can get up to the top of the kitchen cabinets. You don't want to climb on chairs, or you want to reach the svarim at the top of the svarim shelf. The indoor ladder that's normally transported all around your house, that's mutter to move on Shabbos. And the ladder that we're talking about over here is like a large ladder that's used for getting on the roof of your house to patch it up. And that's what's usher. So it depends on what kind of ladder it is. That's how Rabbeinu Tam answers the stira between the Gemara in Beitza and the Gemara in Erevin. Rabbi Avraham mi Burgil gives a different answer. And he says the chilek is Shabbos versus Yontif. What does that mean? On Yontif, as we've spoken out for the last week, you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim as long as there's a Tzorech HaYom Ksat. And therefore, you're theoretically allowed to take the ladder into the Rishus HaRabim. But if I take this gigantic ladder into the Rishus HaRabim, people are going to think that I'm going to patch up my roof on Yontif. And therefore, I'm not allowed to take this ladder into the Rishus HaRabim on Yontif. It's Mar Zayin. Now, we'll call it Maris Ayin. It's Maris Ayin to take the ladder into the Rishus HaRabim. And once I'm not allowed to take the ladder into the Rosh Hashanah Rabban because it's Maris Ayin, it's also Maris Ayin to move the ladder around my house because we have a rule. Anything that's also because of Maris Ayin is also Afilu B'Chadrei Chadarim. Anything Chazal Asid because of Maris is Ayin. Maris Ayin, he's going to see you. He's going to think you're doing something wrong. Even in the privacy of your own home, Maris is not there. Maris is not looking. Peeping time, you put down the trees. It's still going to be Asid. Now, there is an exception to that rule that we've shown to bring down. Tosis and the Rosh, brought down by the Mishabur in a number of places, but not relevant over here. The exception to the rule is if the chshash is that you're doing something that's only asr midrabanan, so then it will only be asr in public, but b'chadrei chadarim it will in fact be mutter, according to some Rishonim and the Mishnah Berurah passes like that way in different places. That's not relevant here. Patching your roof on Shabbos or Yontif would be asr min haTorah. So therefore, says Rabbi Avraham Miborgo, since on Yontif your ladder carry outside, you're going to come to carry the ladder outside, that becomes Maris Ayin. Since it's Maris Ayin now to carry outside, once it's Maris Ayin to carry it around outside, it's Maris Ayin to carry it around inside as well. Because whatever is Maris Ayin outside is also Maris Ayin inside. And here we're dealing with a suspicion that you will be violating a Torah prohibition by patching up your roof. But the Gemara in Erev is talking about Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry the ladder outside. And therefore, there is no Maris Ayin involving that ladder. It's also outside, so it's also inside. Outside is not relevant. Once it's not relevant outside, so Mamela, it remains Mutter on the inside. So, bottom line, Rabbi Natan says it depends what kind of ladder we're dealing with. Indoor ladder, Mutter, outdoor ladder, Aser. And this Rabbi Avraham holds that on Yontif, it's going to be Aser entirely, because you're allowed to carry it outside. Aser outside, it looks suspicious, and therefore it's going to be even Aser. It's going to be Aser even inside. And on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter because there's no fear that you're going to go outside and do something that looks suspicious. Okay, let's see that now in Shulchan Aruch. Mutter letaltel sulam shel shovach mi shovach le shovach afile b'shus harabim. Like the Mekel opinion in the Gemara, like Beis Hillel, you're allowed to carry the dovecote ladder from dovecote to dovecote, even through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Yontif. Aval sulam shel aliyah, but the ladder that's used, the ladder that's used for patching up the roof, that is aser betiltul. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this.
The
dovecotes are in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Oh, Shemavir Asulam Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have to go from one to the other through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We're not afraid they're going to say that you're moving the ladder to do something, some sort of forbidden malacha on Yontif. Why? The sulamo shel shovachin ikarin umiyuchadin. Because the dovecote ladder has a certain look and it's recognizable. The yadi, and everybody knows that the shovcho malicha. Everyone knows that he's going to get the pigeon out of the pigeonhole. Now, this is not our topic exactly, but continues the Mishabur. Umayri shehechen ayonim mi ba'o yom. You can't just take any random pigeon and shecht it for your sudas yantif. You have to set it aside mi ba'o yom. Ubiyonim demahani hachona api ha'ofonim avuar l'el siman tov tzari zayin. Ayin siman tov tzari zayin for all the rules and regulations of which birds you're allowed to take on yantif to shecht. But there are birds that you're allowed to take on yantif to shecht. And therefore, you're allowed to take your very recognizable pigeon ladder to the pigeonhole to get down the pigeon. I don't know if people eat pigeons for the suda, but whatever bird it is, you'd be allowed to move around that ladder. Mishabur sifkat nechav ches, but sulam shel aliyah is aser betiltul. Mishabur sifkat nechav ches, daharoa, one who sees you carrying around this big ladder, yomar, de lehatiach gago metalto sulam zeh. He's carrying this ladder because he wants to fix his roof on Yontif. That's what he does during the rest of the week with the ladder. It's used to get on the roof to patch up the roof. Va'afilu l'tatalo rak b'rishus ha'yachid, even to carry it only in the rishus ha'yachid, nami asa. The kamakom sha'asu mishum maris ayin, anytime there's a problem because of maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim asa. It's asa even inside your house where no one's looking. The kotsa poskim that feel the below tiltul the shovach acher rakla toso mi ken zele ken acher from one bird nest to the other both the shovach gufo gam ken aser if you're dealing with the sulam shel aliyah. Now, these are two extreme ladders. We have the ladder that says on it, "I am a dovecot ladder," has pictures of pigeons on it. Then you have a ladder that is for patching the roof. There's a lot of ladders in between those two extremes. So says the Mishnah Berurah, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaf Achav Ches, the sulamos shemiuchados l'tashmish shebifnim abayit, those ladders that are for inside the house, umataltanos antami zavizu zaviz shekinegdo, and you're constantly moving it around the house to get something that's high up, im molichinosam, if you're allowed to move these ladders on Shabbos, on Yontif, yeish deos ben apolskim etz machlaikis apolskim, yeish omrim deshari, look at the shari atziyun ois mem aleph, hu das rabbeinu tam. Minei ataz herich, the court of dvarv, delo bekotim v'godol tal yemilsa. El afil begedolim, kem shim chodim tomim the tashmish habayit, shu mutu lo chashirin shiyomr latiach gago tzarech. El adrabah, metaltal nasom tashmishin hatadirim. Even if it's a big ladder, it's a ladder that you leave in the house. Ladders, most ladders that are in the house are not for doing anything terribly wrong. They're for reaching high places. They're not for fixing, I don't know what. So, yesh omrin deshari, that's opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The dafka sulam shel aliyah, shu godo v'chozi lalos v'gag, only a big ladder. That's sulam shel aliyah, big, and it's fit for going on the roof. To fix the roof, chashina, we're afraid she yomru, they're going to say, la'atiach gago tzarech, that he wants to fix up the roof. Mashenki sulam shebabayis, an indoor ladder, she'enem ru'uyim la'alos aleim le'gag, it's not really fit to get on the roof anyway, it's not usually big enough for that. Dino kesulam shel shovach, so it has the status of a pigeon ladder, and it's going to be mutter. V'yesh machmir bazeh, and this is Rav Avram, from Tosis and the Rosh. It's only the sulam shel shovach that's permissible. Shenikarim ein betzurasam, because it's recognizable from the type of ladder that it is. It has pictures of pigeons on it. Everyone knows this is a pigeon ladder. Kuli almayadi to the shovach mamtilu. Avalo bistam sulam, but a regular ladder is going to be problematic. Even if it's a small ladder, you can climb on the roof even if the ladder doesn't reach the roof. This ladder reaches the soragim. You climb from one sorag to the other sorag. Next thing you know, you're on the roof. If you're indoors, the regular indoor ladder, your ladder move around your house. Rishus Rabim, but to carry it around in the Rishus Rabim, nachon lechatchila lahachmir. It is best lechatchila to be machmir. Now, I didn't really see some. I tried to look like in the contemporary svarim because ladders are pretty common thing nowadays. So all I saw was in Simcha Bunim Cohen's Muksa book. He just says the indoor ladders are fine. The outdoor ladders, see the footnote. Now, based on what it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like even an indoor ladder to carry around outdoors is problematic. I don't know if that's exactly true, or maybe like our indoor ladders have two rungs, three rungs maximum. It's not like a real serious outdoor ladder. So maybe there's a difference. I don't know. In Dirshu footnote 36, they bring down from Rav Yashiv that many buildings, by the top floor, there's a hole in the ceiling, and the hole in the ceiling allows you to go up into the roof. In the roof is usually storage. You also have the boilers, you have this, you have that, but you have storage. And usually there's a ladder there that enables you to climb up, to get up into the roof. So he says that ladder does not have a status as a sulam shel aliyah. That ladder is considered like madrigot. That's like steps. That's the way you get up into the roof. That's like steps up into the roof. And if you need something for whatever, you have something in storage over there, that you need. Certainly on Shabbos it's okay. On Yontif maybe to take something out of storage would be a muksa problem. That's a discussion. But those ladders, he says, are okay. Now we have to finish up Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Tes, because there's still something here is a little bit perhaps missing. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Tes, betiltul. Okay, so you're not allowed to sulam shel aliyah oser betiltul. About bli tiltul, let's say you have this big ladder and you don't want to move it, you just want to climb on top of it. Shori lalos olav laliyasa olashavcho. If you have a big ladder and it's in a certain place and that place is helpful for you and you need to do something at the top of that ladder, but you don't need to move, that ladder is usually mechuber to the building. Right, that's what they told me in the Garden Minyan, that that ladder is usually attached to the building. So if it's attached to the building, there's nothing to talk about. I assume that's not what he's talking. I assume that's not what Rav Eliyahu is referring to. But I don't know. I have a friend who has a ladder. To me, it looks so dangerous. Just like in the middle of a staircase, a ladder going up into the roof. It looks quite dangerous. I don't think it's attached, but maybe it is. I think once it's attached, it's already not a shayla. Because then it's already a different... It's made for this, and that's what it is. Anyway, so here the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're, according to the Mechaber, if you're not moving the ladder, you just want to climb the ladder to get somewhere, to get to something, without moving it, it's okay. Meaning it's a muksa problem, so muksa you can't move. But if you're not moving it, you can climb it. Now, usually if you're climbing it, it's going to end up moving, but okay, maybe there's a theory for that. Then continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'dad, the Miloshan Mechaber Mashal Chayra, the Sulam Shel Aliyah Din Muksa Yeshlo. For the Lashon HaMechaber, who talks about tiltul, tiltul is a term used to discuss muksa. Muksa, asur l'taltel muksa. You can't move muksa. Aval agra bibi uro mitzadei, de'eno muksa. The gra has a different take on it. It's not a din of muksa. V'lo aser b'stam tiltul v'azazam im koimai, and to move it a little bit is not a problem. A muksa would be mutter even the outdoor ladder. What's the problem? El tiltul sheholocha le'ezet tashmish. Oh, I feel how toyal the problem is to move it in order to use it in a different angle or in a different place. The way I understand what he's saying, although I looked up the Bir Agra, I didn't see any of this in the Gra. I saw a lot of Mar Makonis, which I didn't look up. But I think the Gra is saying it's not a din of muksa; it's a din of marasayin. According to the Mechaber, it's a din of muksa. Muksa is iser tiltul. According to the Gra, it sounds like it's not a din in muksa, it's a din in maris ayin, which does fit into the sugya. Okay, so that is Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sif Hey. Sif Dalet, sorry. Tav Kuf Yud Ches Dalet. Tav Kuf Yud Ches Sif Hey. It's very short and to the point, although it has to give a little background. We have halachos of muksa on Shabbos, we have halachos of muksa on Yontif. We'll discuss a lot more about this in Siv Vav. And in some ways, there's a machlokes about this, but Chazal were concerned that because there are a lot of leniencies on Yontif that you don't have on Shabbos, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to knead dough, you're allowed to carry in the Shus HaRabim, a lot of things that you're allowed to do, Chazal were afraid that Yontif would not be taken seriously. And therefore, when it came to Muksa, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan, Chazal were more stringent and more strict in Hilchos Muksa for Yontif than they were for Shabbos. Okay, now not everyone agrees to that, but whereas on Shabbos we paskin like Reb Shimon, which is a more lenient approach to Muksa, there are many, the Mechaber, one of them, paskins like Reb Yehuda, who's more machmir by Muksa on Yontif. Even though the Mechaber paskins like Reb Yehuda on Yontif and takes the stricter approach to Hilchos Muksa on Yontif, nonetheless, the leniency that we have on Shabbos, called Graf Shel Re'i, we also have on Yontif. Let's read Sifhei, and then I'll explain what that means. Lahotzi Graf Shel Re'i Ulachaziro, to take out, literally, a bedpan, and to return it, Kedino B'Shabbos, Kachdina B'Yontif, just the din of Shabbos is the same din by Yontif, Ayin Le'el Shin Ches Lamed Hei. That means, even though we have dinim of Muksa, if something is disgusting to a person, or disgusting is a very harsh word, it doesn't necessarily have to be so disgusting. Some want to say if it's something that your wife would be embarrassed if guests come, To me, that sounds like a very liberal definition of graf shirei, because that includes everything. But something that is unpleasant, so even though it's muksa, there's a heter to remove it. The Gemara, in the Gemara's case, or one of the cases in the Gemara, is they found a dead mouse. And whoever it was, the Tana, the Amora, picked it up by his tail and brought it outside to the garbage. Boop. So the dead mouse is clearly muksa, but it's something that is repulsive, it's something that is very unpleasant, and therefore Chazal allowed us to maintain the Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Abrius and allowed us to remove it. Many will say the same thing about leftover, pitzuchim shells, when the birds leave over the bird seed, the shells of the bird seed, and the bones or whatever, all the leftovers on the table, if it's just left there, so sometimes not muksa at all. But even if it is muksa, there are many who say that that would also be considered a graf shel rei, and one could just take it off the table because it is unpleasant to sit there in front of all these shells, and shells are, if they don't have salt on them, they're usually muksa. Others have better ways of removing it without actually touching it with your hands. Use a knife and then scrape it off and put it into a plate. Okay, there's different ways of doing it. Anyway, this sif is just telling us that the heter of graf shel rei that we have by Shabbos, we also have by Yontif. Okay, right there. Now we are up to sif vav. Okay. Sif vav, tov kuf yud ches sif vav, is another Mishnah in Beitza. This is towards the end of the Masechta. Beitza chav zayin amud beis, says the Mishnah. Behema shemesa lo yazizena mim koma. Now this is not very not such a super relevant topic for us in 2020. Tavshin Pei Aleph. But it's very it's actually very juicy. So an animal that dies is muksa, says the Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to say that now there is a machlekes all over Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Beitza between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds supposedly ein muksa, and Reb Yehuda holds yesh muksa. Now that's very confusing, because you can learn all of Masechta Beitza and you see this machlekes 50 times, and you learn that, well, we pass it like Reb Shimon, ein muksa, and then you go look at the bookshelf, and we have books and books and books and books called Hilchos Muksa. So it's not so simple. So The actual machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is limited to certain cases. Also, we don't always pass like Reb Shimon. In certain cases, Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yehuda, and we don't always pass like Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon wasn't talking about all the different cases. Anyway, that's the whole discussion. So the Gemara wants to say that this Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, because the animal dies, and it's muksa. And Reb Shimon would seem to hold that it should not be muksa. Because Reb Shimon holds that you're allowed to cut up a nevela leklavim, the Brisa says. Reb Shimon says you're allowed to cut up a dala'at, a pumpkin for a behema, and a nevela, a dead animal for the kelev. Reb Yehuda says, no, im lo haisa nevela me'erev Shabbos, if the animal was alive when Shabbos came in, it's going to be aser. So this mission that says the animal died, you can't move it, sounds like Reb Yehuda against Reb Shimon. We don't want a stam mission to go against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon certainly doesn't want a stam mishnah against him. He has to explain how the stam mishnah is not against Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, "Afilu tamer Reb Shimon." No, this mishnah can even fit in with Reb Shimon. Moed Reb Shimon bebalei chayim shemesu she'asurin. Reb Shimon really agrees that if the animal died on Yontif, it's going to be muksa. So, which case does? Why is a dead animal not a graf shel rei? That's a great question. Maybe it is, but we're not dealing here with just taking it out to the garbage. We're dealing with cutting it up and giving it to the dogs. We're being metapel. We're involved with it. In a chinami, there's a dead something in the gina. Nowadays, a gina is part of our living quarters. So you tell the bravest kid in the house who's too young to understand how disgusting it is, get rid of it, and he can get rid of it, and that would be graf shel rei. But here we're talking about cutting it up and feeding it to the animals. So that's no heter of graf shel rei. We're being metapa with this animal. So, okay, there's a whole back and forth in the Gemara. Let's see. There's a whole back and forth, like 3/4 of an amud. If Rashi wants to say like this, Really, the Gemara says Reb Shimon agrees. If the animal died on Yantiv, it's going to be Muksa. So when does Reb Shimon say that you can give the Nevela to the Kelev? When the animal was Bisakana, when the animal was Bisakana before Yantiv. Yantiv came in, the animal was Bisakana. So if the animal is in danger of dying, so you have your mind on the animal, it's not Muksa. And then when he actually dies on Yantiv, according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be Muksa. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Then it gives one case as well. According to how, why is it Muksa in that case? So Ziri comes in. Well, maybe we're talking about an animal that's a hektish dicker animal. A hektish animal dies. You can't give it to the dog. So for sure it's going to be Muksa. Okay, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, at the end of the Gemara, I didn't get to the end. And then I started learning the halacha. I was like, I cut out of this Gemara early. And then I saw I missed the main point. So the Gemara goes back and forth. It says like this. Hanich lamar breder of Yosef mishmei de Rava de Amar cholok Reb Shimon afav adachem shemesu shemutarin shapir. If Reb Shimon holds that animals that die on Yantif are mutter, so that works out okay. Elamar baramemar mishmei de Rava de Amar moed Reb Shimon adachem shemesu shasurin ma'ik lamemar. How is it going to be mutter to move the animal? Hacha b'mayaskinan. Okay, I don't know if that just made sense, but here's the bottom line. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'misukenet v'divrei hakol. That's the girsa in our Gemara. The animal is misukar, it's in danger of dying. When Yantav comes in, the animal's a goises. Whenever the animal is in his life, he's about to die. V'divrei hakol. So there's a big machlekes if the words v'divrei hakol belong there or not. Rashi does not have those words there. Because Rashi told us before that according to Reb Shimon, how can you say Reb Shimon holds Baal Chaim Shemesu Asurin? We know that Reb Shimon holds that you can cut up the Nevela for the Kelev. So Rashi says, when is Reb Shimon Matir? When the animal is Misukan Bein HaShmashos, and therefore your das is on this animal. This animal is not going to make it through Yontef. And when the animal dies, you can have some good food to feed your dogs. And then at the end of the Gemara, when it says, Hacha b'maya skinan b'misukenet, says Rashi, La'olam Reb Shimon hi, u'masisim b'misukenet d'shari Reb Shimon ba. He says it twice. It's dealing with Reb Shimon. That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says, "Mimisukenet v'divrei hakol." If it's divrei hakol, you don't have to sing about Reb Shimon. It's also Reb Shimon. It's also Reb Yehuda. So Rashi holds, he doesn't have the words v'divrei hakol. Reb Shimon holds if it's misukan, means when Yontif comes in, it was in danger of dying, the animal is not muksa. And Reb Yehuda holds, according to Rashi, he disagrees. Reb Yehuda holds, even if the animal was misukan, and it was in danger of dying when Yantiv came in, the animal is still going to be muksa. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch, at least, Paskins like Reb Yehuda on Yantiv. He goes l'chumra on muksa on Yantiv, the Ramos Mekel. But the Mechaber at least goes l'chumra. So Rashi, again, does not have the Girsa of Divrei HaKol. And he holds it's only Reb Shimon. This is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. If we're going to be machmir, or the mechaber is going to be machmir Reb Yehuda, then he's even if the animal's in danger of dying when Yontif comes in, even the animal dies, and you knew it was going to die, and you had a mind to give it to the animals, it's no good enough. It's not good enough, the animal's muksa. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh have the gears of a divrei hakol. That means Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are not arguing in that case. They both agree if the animal is about to die and he dies on Yontif, it's not going to be muksa. So what is the machlekes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon according to that approach? So either according to Rashi, they're arguing in a case where the animal is about to die. Reb Yehuda says muksa, Reb Shimon says not muksa. According to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, it's divrei hakol. Where if the animal's sick, the animal's not so sick. The animal has a flu. The animal has a flu. He's not supposed to die from the flu. And then the animal ends up dying. Reb Yehuda says muksa. Reb Shimon says not muksa. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like that. Let's see that inside. Sivav. Behema shemesa biyom tov. Im haisa misukenes me'eriv yontef, hareze mechatcha leklavim. If the animal was about to die when yontef came in, it's not mukso, he's allowed to cut it up for the dogs. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Reb Yehuda in the beginning of Hilchos Yontef. And therefore, if here he's telling us you're allowed to give it to the dogs, it means even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Why? Because he has the gears of a divrei hakol. Everyone agrees that the animal is besakana and is about to die when Yontif comes in. When the animal actually dies on Yontif, it's not muksa, not according to Rabbi Shimon, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. But however, vim lo aisa misukenet, av apish aisa chole, the animal was sick. The animal had a strep throat. The animal had a flu. Whatever the animal had, he wasn't supposed to die. And he does die. There, Reb Shimon's Mekel, Reb Yehuda's Machmir. But the Mechaber is Machmir like Reb Yehuda on Yontif. So therefore the Mechaber says, the animal was not in danger of dying. Even though the animal was sick, when the animal actually dies, it's Muksa on Yontif, Velo Yazizena Mimkoma, and you're not allowed to move it. Now, the opinion of the Ramah in Tov, Tzadi Hei, the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, is that even on Yontif, we go Lekula, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Okay? That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel. We're running out of time. Let's look at the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha explains this very beautifully. Look at the Bir Halacha. Dibar Maslam, Haisa Misukenes. Rine. HaShulchan Aruch Pasach Kedas HaRiv VaRambam VaRosh Kifi Gir Satam Bashas Ukmavur BeBeis Yosef. And the Girsa in Shas is Misukenet V'Divrei HaKol. That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, if the animal, when Yontif came in, was in danger of dying, the animal is not going to be Muksa. V'nei, HaBach Kosav D'Nochon LaHachmir Af B'Misukenet. The Bach wants to say that even if the animal is in danger of dying when Yontif came in, then the animal dies, the animal is Muksa. Why? Ki Girsa's Rashi V'Razol, like Rashi in the Balamor. The Gamba Misukenet plig Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, because that's where Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon are arguing. They don't have the gears of a divrei hakol. That Gemara that says at the bottom line Umisukenet is not divrei hakol. It's only going to Reb Shimon, but we paskin, or at least the Mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Misukenet should be aser. Ule Rabbi Yehuda aser af bazeh. He says, even though you have the Ra'ah, the Me'iri, they all go with Girsus Rashi, and the Bach is paskining like that, that if the animal was the Sakana when Yontif came in and then it dies, it's Muksa. Mikomakom says that Bir Alocha Nira Leni is Daiti De'ein Lahachmir Bazeh. You do not have to be Machmir in this case. Achrei Debelav Hochi Kama Poskim Svilu the Muksa Shari Biyontif Kirib Shimon. We have many Poskim who say Bechlau we do hold like Reb Shimon. That's what the Rabbah says in Tov Tzadi Hei, that we do Poskim like Reb Shimon Lekula even on Yontif. Ukud El in Tov Tzadi Hei Siftal B'Hagah. V'kol shekein bazeh, and certainly in this case, because even if you want to go with Rabbi Yehuda, which the Mechaber does, the Das HaRif, V'Rosh V'Rambam, they have the gifts of Kuleyama. Kuleyama Modu bazeh the Shari. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's okay. So first of all, we might not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Yontif. We might paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and there's going to be Mutter. And even if we do paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you have the big three, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, who have the gifts of Divrei HaKol, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. If the animal was in danger of dying when Yontif came in, it's not going to be muksa, and when the animal actually dies, you can feed it to the dogs. Okay, let's take a look now at the Mishnah Berurah that we skipped. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, Lo Yazizena Mimkoma, even though the animal was sick, that's not good enough. Uliyesh Omri Misimin Tov Tzadi Hei De Muksa Shari B'Yantif, according to the Ramah, who says that Muksa is Mutar on Yantif. Afilu B'Briya Shemesa Gamkein Shari. Even if the animal was healthy and died, then the animal should have been Muksa, according to that opinion. Ken Kosova Mogin Avram. V'hu Lefi Divrei HaMechaber El Shinchav Dalit Siv Zayin. Ukraka Savasham B'Mishabur Das HaChokim. The bebriyish lahayale lasukah died to the kuli yalme asa. So again, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. Yesh muksar ein muksa on yontif. What exactly does that mean? It's not as simple as it sounds. So if the animal was totally healthy and then the animal just drops dead on yontif. So the Magen Avraham wants to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that'll be muksa. According to Reb Shimon, it won't be muksa. The Mishnah goes on to tell us that he already discussed this in Hilchos Shabbos, that even Reb Shimon will agree in that case when the animal is totally healthy and then just dropped dead on Yontif, that the animal is going to be muksa. The kigro goes with simuk and dami, the muksa and the kuliyama. It's like these raisins. You take grapes and you put them out to dry, and they go through a stage where they're inedible, and you have a total hesach adas. I'm not planning on using these until they're ready. That's going to be muksa according to everyone. Only if the animal was a chole, then it's going to be mutter, according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold from muksa. That's what the Mechaber over here said. Af pishayis a chole, hareiz a muksa, v'lo yasiz animam koma. That's like Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon would say, if the animal, that's where Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon are arguing. They're either arguing by misukan, which the Mechaber holds or not, based on the Girsa, or they're arguing by the animal just sick, not so sick, a little bit sick, whatever the gedder of sick is, not deathly ill. Then, according to Reb Shimon, that will be mutter, the animal was